Welcome to the Ultimate Plot Twist podcast, where each time we meet, you'll hear stories from ordinary people like me and you who have found huge blessings from the most unexpected places. Hi, I'm your host, Jen Barger. I'm a wife and a mom to two amazing kids, one of which just happens to have Down syndrome. And when we were handed this challenging and yet quite rewarding plot twist, it was the stories, the people, the recommendations from others that has helped us the most. I can't wait to learn more from these amazing people together and hope that you too walk away feeling a little more encouraged, a little more equipped, and feeling much less alone. Let's get to it. Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Ultimate Plot Twist. I am here with a new friend, Jamie. Jamie is the founder of Special Needs Living Magazine here in the Indianapolis area.
Thank you, Jen. I'm so happy to be here and just honored to be able to share a little bit more of myself and journey and story. So my name is Jamie McCade, and I grew up in Michigan near Detroit and moved to Indianapolis in 2007. And I've lived here ever since. And so we don't have local family. And so, for us, when my son was born, he was typical developing, hitting milestones, you know, all the things that you would expect, right on time. And, when he was about just after 18 months old, he started having seizures. The first one was just out of the blue, and I was holding him and he was eating a banana, and he just all of a sudden, you know, had a full-blown, you know, seizure right there. And I was a little not sure what it was at first. I didn't know if he was choking. So, of course, I laid him down, you know, on the ground and just kind of made sure he was okay, and immediately realized that it was definitely a seizure and he wasn't choking. So we rushed him to emergency just to make sure that they could run tests and see what's going on. And he ended up having multiple more seizures that morning, and they diagnosed him with epilepsy. And so that kind of kicked off the journey a little bit for us, navigating through, you know, the unpredictableness of when he would have them, the effects of his regression from that. He went from being able to point to his eyes and nose and mouth and doing all the things you could do as an 18-month-old, to, after having those seizures, regressing in speech, regressing in development. And he's 11 now and still doesn't have the ability to point to his nose, eyes, ears, and mouth. So we hope and pray one day he'll get there, and we have very much confidence that that is something that could be possible.
Yeah.
But we're just taking things, you know, a day at a time. And life is a journey. And there's so many things that we learn, and there's so many things that we have to navigate through. There's so many unpredictable things that happen and unexpected things that happen that are out of our control. And so very much for me, as hard as it is to navigate through those unpredictableness, I find my grounding and knowing that it's my choice to choose how to respond during the unpredictable times. And so we can choose to complain about it and be frustrated about it and let it drive us and keep us down, or we can find, you know, support and community and what's out there, you know, to try to persevere and not feel like we have to do it alone. So
wow. So Jamie, if you don't mind, I'm going to unpack a little bit of that. So yeah. Was he your first child? Mm-hmm. Whenever all this came on, do you have other children besides?
I do.
Yep. Okay. How many children do you have in total?
Three now. My daughter is six. And then I also have an almost 5-year-old daughter too. So they're about 18 months apart in their age. And so they get along super well. And it's been really unique kind of watching their relationship, you know, unfold with their brother, because he is, you know, 11, and you would think as 11, he would be able to feed himself, or take care of himself or use the restroom on his own. And those are all things he's still unable to do yet. And so it's very unique to watch them, you know, poke food on his fork and help him take bites. Or his sister will, last week she made this really cute, sensory bin. She like went around and put all of his favorite sensory items in a bin and walked it over to him, and like let him pick out, you know, the items he wanted to play with. And she created this whole, sensory area a few days later, where she got out all of his stuff and kind of roped it off. And she was, you know, giving us armbands, and she's like, you know, inviting Jordan into this sensory area. So I was like, okay, that also gives us, you know, at least me hope for the future. Not knowing, you know, if who will take care of him when I'm no longer here and whatnot. Like, his sisters are very much loving and also understanding. Like, Jordan can be very, unpredictable at times, and you don't know if he's going to want to sit really close to you or if he's going to want to push you away and just want his space. Unfortunately, he'll, you know, steal their blankets, and they're like, you know, that's my blanket. And they don't understand, you know, they don't understand why he's doing it, but they're also very accepting of it as well. So things are still unfolding as they get older and as he continues to develop as well.
No, that's beautiful. And I, if you don't mind, I know that we'll talk a little bit about how this launched you into the passion project that you're inside of today. But I do want to touch on siblings, because I do think a lot of moms or dads listening, a lot of times I get a lot of feedback about, you know, how do you talk to your children about your kiddo with Down syndrome or your kiddo with ADHD or with autism, whatever. Can you talk a little bit about how that dialogue looks inside your family, or any practical advice you have in that space?
Yeah, absolutely. We're constantly welcoming their questions, and we answer them and try to give as good of guidance as we can based on what we know. And if we don't know the answer, we'll pull up a video and let them watch it and see it and kind of understand. And I think because of the community we've established and developed over the last few years, and getting to know, you know, more families that had kids with special needs, bringing them into our home and into the community and out and about, you know, as we do events and functions, they're able to see, you know, just such a diverse array of individuals in their lives. And so that I think their natural compassion is there because of that, which is huge. And I think for us, just letting them know, like, you know, brother is autistic, and he may not ever do the things that you can do. And that's okay, you know. Right. And, you know, they see that, they understand that. And they also pick up on how we respond with him. They pick up on us having people in the home that are working with him one-on-one and what they're doing. And, mm-hmm. You know, we just continue that dialogue with them and answer the questions as they come up.
I love that. So when you talk about the community that you've built, and, you know, something I wrestle with, Jamie, a lot too, is that push-pull of balance between, because we, you know, I do have a daughter who's 6, neurotypical, my son who's 4. And we talk a lot about having the right mix. Sounds too stale, but you know what I mean? Like, in terms of community and balance, and you, as far as your family is concerned, when did you know you needed to lean into making sure you had more folks that were in the quote special needs space?
Like, that's a very good question. And I feel like it could definitely be unpacked in a lot of ways.
For sure.
Because honestly, like, the first 7 years of his life, we didn't know a single parent that had kids with special needs.
Really?
And so that's a very isolating and kind of lonely world to live in. And we don't have local families. So then a lot of it kind of falls on you, and you're just kind of in the midst of it, just trying to navigate through the day to day. And for him, I mean, he would have sometimes, you know, 8 to 10 seizures in a day. And he would not want to eat or not want to drink. And he would need, you know, I'd have to be home with him and help him, you know, make smoothies and make sure he was getting liquid and nutrients. So to keep him out of the hospital, because that's the one thing you wouldn't want to have to go through with him. He doesn't understand being restrained or having IVs or any of that. So just making sure he was in a good environment and safe. And thankfully, the company that I'm with, they have such an opportunity with me to be a franchise owner, where I can kind of have that flexibility and have that balance, you know, to really be there for him in those times of need. And so, yeah, it was just making sure that we had, you know, good systems and processes. And for me, it was really just starting, you know, the project I'm doing now and the magazine and finding out what resources are out there. And I think oftentimes we get so busy with the day to day, and we live in a society where we have to feel like we have to do it all alone. And instead of remembering, no, wait, like, I get to ask people, and that's their chance to say yes and their chance to come alongside and to help. And we don't have to carry the weight and the burden of doing it alone. And it was a challenge finding, you know, staffing. I felt like we were constantly, you know, retraining new people all the time and, you know, constantly bringing different people in all the time. And that was really, you know, disheartening until we found, you know, a couple people that were a little bit more consistent. But honestly, it wasn't until, you know, starting the magazine and being able to spend the time looking for what resources were out there that now we've implemented those resources into his life. And that's when we've seen a substantial impact in his development and growth. And I'm really, really thankful for that.
I love that. You're preaching directly to me. This is where we are in terms of just trying to balance the community aspect of it. So thank you for sharing that. I'm sure I'm not the only one. What's been your biggest surprise, Jamie, in terms of the support or the resources available? I'd love to hear both sides of the coin, right? Something that maybe you've learned the hard way and something that you learned really early on that has been so helpful for you when it comes to resourcing.
Oh gosh, yeah. So resources for us, found that plugging into a community or church, or for me, Purposeful Living. It's a nonprofit organization for the modern woman that on the outside looks like she has it all together, but deep down is broken, searching, or lonely. And so they provide free care and free prayer and free coaching, and they run growth groups. And that was such a pivotal time in my life when there's a lot of inner work that I needed to do. And I didn't really know where to go to do that. And just their community, they're so authentic and helpful and healing, ultimately helped me navigate that journey of life and really find a way to do that healing and then turn my pain to purpose. And that's kind of Purposeful Living's mission, is to help the modern woman, navigate through where they're at and then find their purpose through overcoming that struggle and those challenges. So that would be one of the biggest ways. Being a part of those growth groups, leading the growth groups, that was a phenomenal opportunity as well. But even church, you know, we finding where the gaps are and not saying, oh, well, there's nothing out there, but saying, I want to be part of creating something where there is something out there to help other people. And so I went to my church because they didn't really have a Bible study for families that had kids with special needs. And I never was a leader in running Bible studies, but I was like, hey, I'd be willing to be taught, you know, train me, and I'd step in. And the blessing of being able to come alongside the church. And there's a book called The Life We Never Expected. It's written by two parents that have two children, a son and a daughter with autism. And that book really talked a lot about navigating through just the grieving process, the waiting, the witnessing, and kind of the treasuring phases of having an autistic or special needs child. And so running those Bible study groups and being able to pour into other parents really, really kind of helped me navigate that journey a little bit more, not feel so alone through it, and be encouraged by building connections and relationships with other people going through similar things.
That's good, Jamie. So this episode was for no one but me. So thank you, because this is such a topic in our house right now. So thank you. And all the resources that Jamie is mentioning, I will make sure is in the comment section below, so you guys can find any and all of that. And we'll also talk about how you can connect with Jamie here at the end.
And there's some things out, not to cut you off, because I mean, there's so many things that I wish I could spend time diving into and sharing. And everybody's journey is so different. And I firmly believe that God leads you in the right direction and will reveal the right thing at the right timing. And it's our job to discern what is right at that time. And what's right for one person may not be the same thing for another person. But for us, for me at least, it was, hey, what's causing these seizures? And what can I do to help his health and wellness? And oh, wait, your gut is connected to your brain and what we're putting in the gut matters. And maybe the gluten in the dairy is affecting him. And let's do some food sensitivity testing and determine what is triggering those seizures. And by doing that, we found that there were things that I thought were healthy that we were giving him that was actually triggering his seizures. The fact that he can't have watermelon or apples or basil or egg yolk or even lard bars. I mean, those are generally pretty healthy snacks, but he can't have the dates and the almonds and the cashews and the pecans. And so just knowing what you can have or can't have and kind of changing that that diet really helps. He went from, I mean, that's not the only thing we did from a diet standpoint, but I mean, I mailed his hair off actually to a lab and ended up finding that he had mercury and lead poisoning. And so I had to buy a book on how to interpret hair test results. Unfortunately, some doctors do, some don't. Most aren't taught in interpreting hair test results. And so, of course, I, you know, forwarded the report off to his doctor, and he did confirm, yes, he has mercury and lead poisoning. So that led me on a whole nother journey. It is overwhelming at times. I remember sometimes I was, being recommended so many things at once. I was like, I don't know what to do. And I was doing all of it. And then you're like, what's actually helping and what's not? And so for a season, we like pulled back on everything and we're like, let's just do one thing at a time and let's document and see what happens and like go from there, you know? And so there's actually Precise Health Solutions. They help with a lot of that. And we got a lot of test answers. In fact, they found a way to get insurance to cover a lot of your testing. So when it comes to, you know, stool and urine and blood tests and all that stuff, which gets to be really costly and out of pocket, they look at the whole spectrum and say, all right, here's what we need to work on first. Once we work on this, then we can work on that. And then they get all those tests being covered by insurance so you can see where your levels are very accurately and kind of make appropriate decisions based on that.
I love the permission that you give the mom or dad to just take it in chunks, right? Like we don't have to know everything at one time. And that's a very hard thing for all of us to swallow. We see a need in our children and we just want to fix it as fast as possible. But I love the permission that you give them to slow down and, you know, figure it out piece by piece. And I do, please, you know, we'll share all these resources because I do think there's so many of us that are searching and just to not waste time on the things that, you know, are not helpful. So yeah, that's huge.
Everything Spectrum is another really unique website that not many people know about. And you can get some, the hardest part when you, I mean, in general, my son hated taking supplements. So we're like, if we can just like give him one thing instead of having to do multiple things and then worry about what percentages of each thing we're giving, and we don't want to give too much of one thing. And so Everything Spectrum was a site that I was exposed to, and you can order just, you know, one thing, but it has everything you need in there. So that is something that's worth, you know, checking into. And then we also used Destination Regen. They do offer stem cell therapy. And they're a nonprofit as well, so they help lower the cost of that. And we've seen some impact in his health and wellness from doing those things. So yeah, everyone's different, and it's just figuring out what's out there and what you want to do, and just kind of peeling back those layers.
No, that's good. That's really good. So, Jamie, this launched you into where you are today with the Special Needs Living Magazine. And this is where I first somewhat got introduced to you. And I have to tell you, just from a consumer, it is such a beautiful piece of work that I know you've got to be so proud of. But talk to me about why a magazine, what launched you into this?
Thank you. Yeah, for me, the blessing happened when I started working with the M2 company in 2013. And so they're a national company. They publish over 900 different types of magazines nationwide. And I was with them for many, I'm still with them, but I ran neighborhood magazines for many years. And through my own personal healing and growth, it was really 2019 in the fall when I heard very clearly Holy Spirit just land a vision on my heart. And he was like, hello, you've been running magazines 8 years and sharing stories and running events and connecting people. Like, you could do a special needs magazine. So obviously, I had a million and one ideas flooded through my head as what a blessing this would be, connecting families directly to resources, helping them feel encouraged and supported and not alone as they're navigating through their own journey, hearing different stories that can shift perspective. And is all something that would be great. And the other side of it was like, oh my goodness, can you do this? Like, you're already running two magazines. You have three kids. Your youngest child's 5 months old. You just launched a new magazine. You just went back to work. And, you know, is this something you can really pull off from scratch? Because there was no model, no system, no process, nobody else doing this. So of course I was just like, I'm going to go to my company and just mention it and just kind of see if they're in for it and what their thoughts were.
So you pitched it to them. You came to them with a cold pitch. This is what I want to do. And
they open arms welcomed it and said, run with it. And I was like, awesome. Whoa, that was confirmation of like, let's make this 100%. Happen. So, obviously, you know, 2020 hit, the pandemic hit, mm-hmm. I was home with all my kids. I was still navigating through, the current, you know, roles I had with the current magazines I was doing. And, I was like, you know, I'd love to get this going because this is the year that people are feeling even more alone and isolated and they need, you know, a resource like this. And so, when my kids went back to school in June of 2020, we dove full force into getting it up and going. And so it is, you know, all the tremendous, you know, support partners and advertisers that have come alongside this project and mission to help fund, you know, this so that it can be free for families and people in the community. And it is monthly. It comes out, you know, 12 times a year. And it's people that live in Indiana, no matter their background, walk of life, demographic, situation. We welcome anyone to share and contribute and be involved, whether it's their personal story, maybe they're a special needs individual that has started their own business. Like, we'll highlight that for free. Or maybe it's an athlete or someone's hit a milestone or an achievement or accomplishment or events that are happening that people want us to promote and share. Like, we'll put those in there for free in the local events page. So it's not my magazine, it's the community's magazine. And they get to share and be involved in it as much or as little as they choose. See, I can't tell you the countless stories of things that we've shared that have led to people being involved in the community, being a part of special adaptive theater programs or special needs ministries launching right. because of people learning about Mark II Ministries and how they help, you know, churches start special needs ministries. Just connecting people to resources that can impact their future and just change the trajectory of their life is powerful.
Jamie, I have so many thoughts. I mean, the first one is just, I think when the Holy Spirit speaks in the ways that you've described, there's no ignoring that. But we do know of examples where you can try to squash that. And so again, the fact that you acted so swiftly, I sit and am encouraged by you. And I'm sure a lot of these listeners will be as well. And I do really appreciate you just leading the movement to help other women realize we can too. And maybe give us a little bit of confidence that, you know, we can't do it all, but it doesn't mean we can't do more. Right. So, anything else that you would want to make sure the listeners know about when we think about the Special Needs Living Magazine, how they can support, how they can contribute? Is there anything else you would want to make sure that they hear loud and clear from you, Jamie?
Oh, yeah, sure. So if you want to get it, it is a free monthly magazine and resource. So you can definitely Google Special Needs Living Magazine. You can follow us on Facebook, Special Needs Living Magazine. You can also let us know if you want to get it. There's actually a way to click a link and upload photos and pictures and logos or anything to contribute or share stories, which is unique to do as well. So we're pretty much out there in a lot of ways, and it's easy to subscribe or be involved or to share.
Well, thank you, Jamie. So the best way for viewers to or listeners to be able to get to you is through what? What would you suggest?
Yeah, Facebook through message there, or Google, and then it should come up with the link to be able to contribute, share stories, get the magazine and all of that. And I can send that to you as well, Jen, so you can share it with the listeners. So they have that link right on their site or right on the page to click on. I can send that to you.
Well, you heard it. She's available. And Jamie, what I just, again, thank you. What a blessing this was for me in this time and season in my life. You have no idea. And if you don't mind, I'm sure I'll be reaching out to you again to have you on. There's a lot of little areas you went to today that I thought, oh, we need to explore that more. But, and more importantly, just thank you for making this such a priority We in the community are forever grateful for the time and the energy that you spend in this space. And if you haven't heard it lately, just know that you're a blessing to many, many of us.